family. How are you? I hope you can hear.
To log off, log on. So I hope that you can hear me, and if you can't hear me, just let me know in the message so that I can, turn up the volume and adjust the microphone. Hi. So happy Tuesday. I had to think about, I had to ask my mother what today was, and I was like thrown off because I've been just working a lot, and just like I don't know where I'm at. From day to day, you know what I'm saying? It's just so much going on, but I hope everybody is having a wonderful day and a nice beginning of the week. And so our message tonight is going to be about using wisdom and discernment about allowing people to speak into our lives, because the Holy Spirit gives us gifts, to be able to use to help us and guide us and assist us throughout our journey. Because let's face it, we need help, especially when you are going through a lot or have experienced a lot. We're still human beings at the end of the day, at the end of the day. And so we're going to need the Holy Spirit, his experience and, and his assistance and his gifting and his empowerment, to be able to help us to be wise, not to be judgmental, not to be uppity, not to be cute, but to be wise. And so, the message is called, heart specialist, because there are people who are very gifted, through the Holy Spirit, that have a specialness, a skill level, that can help us like really impact and change our lives because of what the Holy Spirit has entrusted into them. Let's start this message with that. We're going to just start it with prayer and go from there. Lord God Almighty in Christ Jesus, good evening. We enter in Christ Jesus' name, Lord. We have our full armor on already, Lord, and so we enter in prayer with our full armor. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to come in and help us, help me to speak and help folks to hear what you want them to hear and what you want them to catch and what you want them to grab hold on and what you want to use to shape them, what you want to use to set them free. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, because if it isn't about you, what are we doing, right? What are we doing? So we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So, like I mentioned, the title is called Heart Specialist. And the Lord was showing me this in prayer. And it was really today. It was today when he showed me this. And I thought, oh, wow, this is good. And I said, Lord, oh, this is some good stuff. Of course, he was speaking to me, right? I'm like, oh, I gotta share this, because, I've been through a lot this last year, and a lot of you guys know my situation, and so I'm going through grief, and I'm just going through a hellified time of pain. Let me tell you, a hellified time of pain and a hellified time of suffering. And I'm going through a lot, I mean, not just my son, life. You hear me? Life. And the Lord was showing me, man, how, I went to prison, I've been through things in my life, and those things were definitely hurtful. Don't get me wrong, but nothing, none of that is the, I should say the depth of this pain is not, none of that is in comparison to the depth of the pain that I'm enduring right now. And so the Lord was showing me that, it is so important. It's so important that we use our wisdom that God has given us and our discernment to what God has given us when we allow people to speak into our lives and what we share with people and what we essentially allow to enter in, right? It's about an entrance, because a lot of times when we allow people to enter in, their interest is not doing anything. In fact, when they exit, they're going to be taking a lot from you more than they are making a deposit in you. You know what I'm saying? And so it's so, so important what we share with people. And sometimes people mean well. People mean well, but they themselves have not overcome the slaughtery in their own emotions, in their own hearts, in their own lives. So even though their intentions are well and they mean well, they do not possess the skill level that we need for the healing and for the comfort of which we're going through. Now, God, you know, is the healer of all healers. You feel me? And you can go to the Lord for direct healing, and you can go to the Lord for direct deliverance. Okay. And so it's just important to understand you can go to God directly, but God also uses people, right? So I personally go to the Lord directly when I'm going through anything, because of his counselment, his wisdom, and let's face it, his love. And so when I'm going through pain, I go to the Holy of Holies. And it reminds me of our children. When our children got hurt when they were little, they run to mommy, right? Not that daddy wasn't good, boo-boo kisser, nothing like that. But it tends to be mommy is the one, because you know why? It's her love. It's her love. And we're talking about, you know, a home with a, you know, functioning, healthy, balanced, you know, a Holy Spirit filled home. And so the kids run to mommy. You know, my son always ran to me. He always told me, and you know, if anything bothered him, if he felt uncomfortable of anything, I was the person my son came to. And, you know, I took care of it, because if my son feels uncomfortable, you gonna feel uncomfortable. Ain't gonna have my baby around here feeling uncomfortable. So it's one of those things where, you know, we as an adult, I feel we have excuse things. We have excused behaviors. We have excused the red warnings, the yellow caution, this in our spirits and in our, you know, people say your gut, I say spirit, whatever terminology you want to use. But the bottom line is that those, yellow indicators that's in our emotions, in our gut, in our spirit, or red, please. We have to heed to that, because you are in a season where your emotions are very delicate, very sensitive. And so the responsibility you have is to live through it, right? Live through it. That's enough within itself, let alone allow someone in who really can't, you know, help you. You know, it's like a dentist. You got a toothache and he's pulling all, he's all in your mouth and everything, and you just waiting for him to just take the tooth out so you can get releasement from the tooth. The last thing you need is someone to come all in your emotions and in your mind and all these things irritating you. You already hurt. You know, you're already going through enough. And the last thing I need is somebody to play therapy games with me, or have a gossiping session, or, you know, or the conversation shifts to them, and you're the one going through the most difficult, the most crushing, and the most devastating time of your life, and somehow the conversation ends back on them. If that was the case, if you just wanted to have a conversation, you know what I'm saying, we could do that another time, but you're not going to do that on this time when I'm going through something. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we live in a world where everything is me and I, but not at this time. You know what I'm saying? Not at this time, boo-boo. I'm going through something. Now, I don't have to make an announcement. I don't need no sympathy. I don't need you to hold my hand. I don't need no tissue, but I am going through something. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not here to offer a gossiping session, and I'm not here to make this about you when I'm the one suffering. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to be alert. We have to be on guard, and we have to really look at people's lives. And it's not to judge them, you know what I'm saying? Because none of us are perfect, but it is to be able to make a honest, healthy assessment. And this particular people, you know, these particular folks or individuals, or even the therapist, or even the counselor, or whatever you're, whoever you're going to go to, or whoever you're going to allow entrance in to be able to assist you with the things that you're going through, we have to be able to use our godly wisdom. We have to be able to use godly discernment and ask the Holy Spirit in to be able to make a honest, healthy assessment on this particular person when it comes to your life, when it comes to your heart, when it comes to your brokenness, when it comes to the things that truly shape you, things that truly matter, how you perceive things and what you're going through. It is so imperative, you guys. It's so important. And we have to look at the examples that, you know, that are around us, you know, people in our lives, our person, you know, we can also use examples in our personal lives. You know, when was this beneficial before? You know, did you have this experience before? Was it successful before? You know, or, just kind of doing an overview, you know what I mean? As to allowing certain people to speak into your life and the conversations you're having with people and the things that they are saying to you, or, and, you know, like I said, it's just so important. It's just so, so, so important. Because when these people leave, whether you get off the phone or you FaceTime or you're working with them or whatever it is, when the conversation or the visit or whatever comes to an end, and you guys are separate and you guys are going your separate ways, there is something that they left in your spirit. And that's where you'll see it and you'll feel it. And that's when you'll know, hey, you know what? I'm going to be careful. Or this person may have been a blessing, and you may spend more time with that person, because you can say, you know, when I left with you, man, I felt so much better. I felt so encouraged. I felt so lifted. My load was lighter. You made me think on a more positive side. I was feeling like this, but when I left, man, I went home with a little bit more pep to my step. I felt more encouraged. You know what? I even told my husband, or I even said this to my children. You know, you'll know, right? You'll know. And now it's the same with the opposite. You leave the conversation with the person, you felt more drained. Shoot, you probably was already feeling all right. You know what I'm saying? You probably was feeling all right in the midst of all the things that you were going through until you came across this person. Now the person leaves and you leave and you head home, you get into your car, you feel more drained, you're tired, irritable, frustrated, angry. And you're like, wait a minute, I didn't feel that way all day until I got around such and such. You see what I'm saying? So just, you know, guys, let's protect, and let's also pay attention, be alert, our insides, because a lot of us do have loved ones, right? When you go home, you're going home to people that you influence, people now you impact, your husbands, your wives, your children. They're there. And so however you feel now, they're going to feel. They may have had a wonderful day, but you may have had a wonderful day until you encountered that encounterment. And so, you know, again, use our wisdom that God has given us. Use our discernment. Definitely rely and depend on the Holy Spirit. If like one of the things I do now when I'm in atmospheres and I can, you know, I'm in an atmosphere where I can really discern a lot of unclean spirits, and I know that I don't have the strength to be able to deal with that many on that territory, I immediately welcome God in. I immediately welcome the Holy Spirit in. And I humble myself and submit myself to the Holy Spirit. So not only does he come in and take, you know, protect me, but he also takes possession of the territory so that I can dwell in the peace of God right then and there. I had did that in a training I was at, and because I just felt like, I could feel the energy. You guys say energies, but Christians, we say spirits. I can discern those spirits there, and I could discern what, you know, what was going on in the spirit, because we have a spirit world, and it's very alive. It's nowhere near asleep or dead. It's a very active world. And so I did that recently, and I just thank God so much, because he literally, the best way I could describe it was protect me, and as if he clothed me with his spirit. Like he literally, like I was in the shadow of the Most High, and I dwelled in that training all day, and literally in peace, in calmness, as if, you know, so nothing was touching me. And of course, until I go and I said, oh, let me go smoke my cigar a little bit. I smoke cigars, you guys. And then of course, by me leaving my post, when I came back in, those, you know what I mean? I could now really, you know, be, you know, those spirits were like, you know, but I just wanted to say that it does happen. God is very much everywhere that we're at. You know what I'm saying? And the point of me mentioning that is that we can call on God at any time. He got us. You know what I'm saying? At every way, God always got our back. We just have to be conscious of his presence and conscious of what we have access to, especially being believers. We have so much that I, you know, even myself, I said to the Lord, I don't even realize how much we really have in you, because I don't have the knowledge, right? And today I was listening to one of, you know, in the morning I have to listen to something that's going to encourage me for the day. What's up, Will? Like I have to be able to have something that's going to feed my spirit and to be able to encourage me and support me through the day. So, you know, first thing in the morning, I got to have that, or it's going to get real for me throughout the day. So one of the motivators was saying, you know, how, you know, we totally, you know, we need we need God to be able to help us, but we don't have the knowledge of the Lord. We don't have the knowledge of the Lord. We don't have the understanding of God. And when we don't have the knowledge, that is how the Bible says, the Lord says, that is how his people are destroyed, because of a lack of knowledge. And so every time we're going through something, every time we're experiencing something, we're gaining knowledge. And that's awesome, though. That part is awesome. We don't want to be destroyed. But the blessing is that when we go through something with the Lord, we're gaining the knowledge. We're gaining the wisdom. We're gaining the experience of him in those situations. And so it's so important that we take a hold of that, and that when we do get up, or when we, you know, whatever our routine is, we gain, you know, we spend some time with the Lord in whatever way that we do, whether it's prayer, reading the Bible, listening to the Bible, listening to a sermon, you know, whatever it is that feeds our spirit, to be able to bless our spirits and our mind, so that essentially we're spiritually and emotionally well, that we are balanced, and that we are well, and that we have the knowledge of our God, so that we're not walking into territories afraid. We're not walking into territories rattled. We're not walking into any atmosphere uncleansed. You know what I'm saying? We're walking to atmospheres with a sound mind. We're walking to atmosphere with power. We're walking in atmospheres knowing that Christ Jesus, He has made this for us. We can walk anywhere at any time and know we can rock this place spiritually. You know what I'm saying? And so just wanted to put that out there. I'm going to wrap this up because, you know, one of the things I never want to do is take a lot of people's time. I know folks are busy. So I just got to come to an end, say thank you. Remember, you know, to use godly wisdom, not our wisdom. I apologize. To use godly wisdom, use the gift of discernment through the Holy Spirit. And most importantly, submit ourselves to God because we need Him, especially now. We need Him in a real tangible way. And so it's all good, family. And when you guys get a chance, please check out shadowworld.com. I'm on that radio station with my brother Nas. And I want you to be able to listen to the interview that we had. I hope that it blesses you and encourage you because this is what it's all about. And to remind you, most importantly, the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like, He is not a fictitious character. He's not a Halloween story. This is not a game. You feel me? And so I have the women's. It's called A Woman's Love. It's an online support group for women. We have that every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. Please go on to my website, ShakiraRobMinistries.com. The link is there to click you in and you'll be able to join the group. And every week we have a different topic. Every week, we talk about the topic that's going to be at hand. This week is going to be about honesty, because, you know, if you're not honest, how can you even begin to change? And everybody has an opportunity to speak. Everybody is a place where you are received. You are welcome, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian. That is a place that you can come. Also, you know, we're here every Tuesday on the podcast, quick, you know, 7 p.m. Try to be out of here no later than 7:30. And so please, when you guys get a chance, I'm going to have a session coming up called Time to Talk. Time to Talk was a nonprofit that I created for the prisons. So I will be doing that online to be able to have people to participate and like from your local communities, your community leaders, anything that's gone on in the community, we can share, come together, do collaborations. And then we have an event called Speak Your Truth. It's a platform where people could come and speak about their positive transformations and encourage people and show people that people do change. And so God bless you. If you have any prayer, if you want to know anything about the events, hit me up at prayer@ShakiraRobMinistries. Hit me up at events@ShakiraRobMinistries.org. And please check out our interview on shadowworlds.com. Have a good night, you guys. God bless.